This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our program Hajj, the journey of a lifetime. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, no doubt Hajj is the journey of a lifetime. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to be talking about the sacredness of Makkah. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal, this blessed city that Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, is boasting the place of birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and also the place where the beautiful Ka'batullah is being situated. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in today's program, we're going to be going through some of the verses of the Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the sacredness and the blessing of this beautiful city. You know, when you talk about city, people talk about vibrant and cities that never sleep. I guarantee you, you will never ever find any city in the world that is so vibrant, that is so beautiful, and a city that we can really say doesn't sleep. This city of Makkah, 24 hours, whenever you go to Makkah, you will see people, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. There might be other cities that you've heard of in the world that they never sleep because they always commit sins during the night. They're always indulging sins. They are doing the work of the shaitan. But this city of Makkah is the city that never sleeps because this is the city of Rahman, the creator of the whole universe. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I want to start off with the verse of the glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned about the blessing of this beautiful city. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. I swear by this city of Makkah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This city of Makkah, so beautiful, so vibrant and so charming, that Allah Ta'ala in the third verse of Surah At-Tin, he says, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. And by this city of security. So Makkah is a city of security. You must have heard about some prophets of Allah, when their people were punished by Allah Azza wa Jal, the punishment came down in the form of heavy rain, in the form of winds. And one person, he came to Makkah and he stayed in Makkah. Until he stayed in the blessed city of Makkah, the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal did not come. As soon as he stepped foot outside the beautiful Haram, he was killed as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there is security. Every person, every animal, every tree and every plant in Makkah al-Mukarramah has been given the security by Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is also the city in which our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was born in. Yes, Allah Ta'ala chose the city of Makkah for his last messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal chose Makkah as the city where Islam will be dominant all over the world. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, more than 1.8 billion Muslims living around the world. And this is the birthplace of Islam, the birthplace of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the birthplace of the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq, Sayyiduna Usman al-Ghani, Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and many other sahaba ikram. They were all born in the beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And this city also boasts what? The beautiful building, the most beautiful and beautiful building in the whole world. And that is the beautiful Baytullah, the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala mentions inside the glorious Quran, Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Verily, the first house of worship appointed for mankind was that at Makkah, full of blessings and a guidance for all creation. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Makkah is the place where Allah Azza wa Jal appointed this place where He wanted the Kaaba to be built. And as we know in the previous episode where we were learning about the sacredness of the Kaaba itself, we learned that the Kaaba was built by Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba. And then it was built by the hands of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So you can say that this building that is in Makkah is so sacred and so blessed that no other place in the world has ever been having this so much sacredness, that three, four Prophets of Allah were the ones who built this Kaaba. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is also known as Ummul Qura, the mother of all the towns. As Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions inside the Holy Quran, Surah Shura, verse number 7. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, and thus we have inspired unto O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a Quran in Arabic, that you may warn the mother of the towns, yani Makkah, and all those around it. So subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers, Makkah was the place where Allah Azza wa Jal also took the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and gave him one of the greatest miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one of the greatest historical events that ever happened in the world, and that was the Mi'raj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran, para number 15, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 1, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjidil haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'u al-basir. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says that pure is He who took His bondsman from the blessed Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. And where is Masjid al-Haram? Masjid al-Haram is situated in this blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarrama. And also, we're going to talk about the other blessed landmarks in the blessed city of Makkah. I want to mention one of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says that, he quotes a verse of the Holy Quran that, and when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Lord, make this a secure city and provide its people with fruits, whoever of them believes in Allah on the last day, Allah said, and whoever disbelieves, I will grant him enjoyment for a little, then I will force him to the punishment of the fire, and the wretched is the destination. So Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for Makkah, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bless the people of Makkah, and Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bless the city of Makkah with every fruit. Those who have been to Makkah al-Mukarrama, you must have seen that whenever you go, any season you go, you will find the fruit of that season. And even when the season is not there, you might not find it outside Makkah, but you will definitely find every type of fruit in Makkah al-Mukarrama. And subhanallah, whenever you wake up and whenever you want to have something to eat, every majority of the shops are always open in Makkah al-Mukarrama for the Hujjaj Kiram, for the Mu'tamirin, those who go for Umrah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Adi, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I saw the Messenger of Allah on his camel saying, by Allah, you are the best lands of Allah and the dearest land to Allah. And if I had not been expelled from you, I would not have departed. That is the love our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for this beautiful city. Remember that time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims were forced to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, the people, they write that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was leaving Makkah, he would look behind and he would cry tears and he would say that, oh Makkah, I love you. Oh Makkah, I love you, but the people of you do not want me to stay here. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, then the whole world was a witness when 10,000 Sahaba Ikram with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, marched peacefully in Makkah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says that his head was lowered in gratitude and in thankfulness to Allah azza wa jal. When he entered Makkatul Mukarramah, he was thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for this very important blessing and victory that the Muslims had received. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Bukhari Sharif, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, there will be no town which the Antichrist will not enter except Makkah and Al-Madina. And there will be no entrance of both Makkah and Madina, but the angels will be standing in rows, guarding it against him. And then Al-Madina will shake with its inhabitants three times, and Allah will expel all the disbelievers and the hypocrites from it. Subhanallah. So, my dear Islam brothers, these cities, the Antichrist will conquer the world, but he will not be able to enter these blessed cities. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal will be guarding this city from the treacherous, the Antichrist, the Dajjal. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions inside the Holy Quran, say you, O Muhammad, I have only been commanded to worship the Lord of this city, who made it sacred and to whom all things belong. And I am commanded to be one of the Muslims, those who submit to Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jal chose Makkatul Mukarramah as the city where this beautiful religion of Islam will start from. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Makkatul Mukarramah is that city that it says that sinning is in Makkatul Mukarramah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever commits one sin in Makkah because of the sacredness of Makkah, because of the honor that the city of Makkah has, that person will get 100,000 bad deeds. 100,000 bad deeds will be written in his account. And then anyone who does one good deed in the beautiful city of Makkah in the Haram, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him with the thawab of 100,000 good deeds. Subhanallah. You know, it says that Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever it was time for Hajj, people used to come from all over the world. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would go after the Hajj, he would go to the people and say, oh people, now leave and go back to your cities. The Sahaba ikram, they said that, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, why are you sending people back to their places? Why can't they not stay for longer? And Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I fear that people will not be able to withhold the sacredness of this city. Therefore, once they have done the Hajj, they should go back. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, just ask yourself as well. We've been to Makkah. If you have been for Umrah, if you have been for Hajj, then we stayed in Makkah as well. Did we commit any sins in Makkatul Mukarramah? It is very, very important that when we are in this blessed city of Makkah, we take care of ourselves. As they say, that make sure that you do not commit any sins, even by hitting someone, even by tripping someone over, even by swearing at someone, or anything that is unlawful that will make you commit sins. Don't even act upon that. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let's further on read about this beautiful city. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says inside the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And whoever inclines to evil actions therein, yani in haram, or to do wrong, him we shall cause to taste a painful punishment. Yani those people who cause pain to anyone, those people who commit sins in Makkatul Mukarramah, Allah Azza wa Jal will punish them. To an extent that even no one is allowed to even kill any animals in Makkatul Mukarramah. You cannot hunt in the boundary, in the vicinity of the Haram as well. And then just imagine so many people today when they go for Hajj, ma'azallah, they'll be backbiting, they'll be swearing, they'll be cursing other people, and astaghfirullah, even people get to fights, can't get to the masjid is closed and they start swearing at the police officers, someone's taken their shoes or they left their shoe in a place, they can't find it, people start to curse people. These things are all forbidden, especially in the sanctuary of Makkatul Mukarramah. We need to understand this is not just a normal city, this is the city in which the ulama ikram, they say that you must make sure that you do not cause harm, any sort of harm or any sort of pain to anyone, or else what will happen? Allah Azza wa Jal will punish these people. In another verse, in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 57, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, and then say, if we followed the guidance with you, we would be snatched away from our land. Have we not established for them a secure sanctuary, yani Makkah, to which are brought fruits of all kinds? You know, the people of Makkah, they were scared. And why were they scared? Because if they accepted Islam, then what will happen is they lose everything. They lose their status, their wealth, because they accepted Islam. That was the fear that the shaitan put inside their hearts. Halanki, that was not the case. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted Islam. Allah ta'ala gave him such a high rank that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title of As-Siddiq. And then, my dear Islam brothers, when Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal, beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave him such a high rank in Islam that the Hadith Pak, the mafhum is that if there was another prophet after me, that would have been Umar, but there is no prophet after me. That is the status. You know, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a staunch enemy of Islam, but yet when he accepted Islam, look at the status that Islam gave him. Look at the status that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to him. Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, one of the early Muslims to accept Islam. What did he benefit from accepting Islam? Yes, he benefited that he became Usman Ghani. And what can you say about Mawla Ali? Karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem. Accepted Islam, the first child to accept Islam at the age of 9 or 10 years old or 11 years old. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, these Kufar-e Quraysh, they thought that if they accepted Islam, they will lose their wealth, they will lose their status. But never did they realize that they will not lose their status, but they will get such a status, not only in this dunya, but in the hereafter as well. Such a beautiful status that in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Makkah, there is no finer place than you, no place more beloved to me, and were it not for the fact that your people expelled me from you, I would not have lived elsewhere. That is the love our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Makkah al-Mukarramah. In another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum is, by Allah, he said to the Makkah, by Allah, you are the best of the lands of Allah and the most beloved to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why should we not love Makkah? Why should we not cherish and why should we not talk about Makkah in our lives? Why should we not, you know, smile and bring a smile to our faces? It brings you the coolness of the eyes. That is the beautiful city of Makkah. Now, my dear Islam brothers, Makkah al-Mukarramah, other very famous landmarks in Makkah al-Mukarramah. You have the graveyard of Jannatul Ma'ala, the second most holiest graveyard in the world. That is in Jannatul Ma'ala. And that is where the beloved grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is buried. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You can imagine how beautiful, how sacred this graveyard will be. And then also the first woman in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, her Mazar-e-Pak is also in Jannatul Ma'ala. And many, many Awliya-i Kiram and Sahaba-i Kiram are buried in this blessed graveyard of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit this graveyard. And one of the greatest companions, you can say, was Hazrat Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Aisha, what Khadija did for me and for Islam, none of you can ever do that. Subhanallah, this most sacred and beloved of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also buried in Jannatul Ma'ala. Masjid-e-Jinn is also in Makkatul Mukarrama. Masjid-e-Jinn is that place where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he would go with the companions and he would give da'wah to the jinns. He would invite the jinns toward Islam. He would teach them the Quran. And today, in that place, we have Masjid-e-Jinn. In Makkatul Mukarramah, we have Jabal-e-Nur, the mountain of light. On this mountain, Allah Azza wa Jal sent the revelation to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the same mountain that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go and meditate. He used to spend nights and days and weeks in this mountain, alone, secluded, and in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, I've had the opportunity, many of you who'll be watching have had this opportunity to go and offer your salah, offer your nawafil in this blessed mountain as well. Also, we have the blessed mountain of Jabal-e-Thor, that mountain which housed the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was migrating from Makkah to Medina, he stayed in this cave on this mountain for 3 days and three nights. Subhanallah, can you imagine how blessed moment that would be, that this Jabal-e-Thor had the opportunity to house the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a very long story, but just to cut it short, Allah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was right at the top and there was a small cave, it says that when a person stands up, you only need to look down and you can see what's inside the cave. Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were in that cave. And then when the kuffar, the non-Muslims, they came on top, Allah azza wa jal ordered a pigeon to lay egg, and he ordered a spider to build a web around it. So the people, they thought that they're not inside. Allah Ta'ala saved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was Jabal-e-Thor that had this opportunity. And then you also have the blessed city of the tents, Mina, and Masjid-e-Khaif, that are also part of Makkatul Mukarramah, the Haram. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to visit this blessed city of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then when you go to Makkah, think of it, that you are so blessed that out of so many millions of people, Allah Ta'ala has chosen you to come and be blessed with this city of Makkah. May Allah Ta'ala take everyone there again and again. Take care of yourself. Don't forget to watch the next episodes, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
This Eidul Adha, this Eidul Adha, this Eidul Adha, this Eidul Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity.